Hello everyone, this is Michael. 欢迎来到实用有趣的小咖英语。今天我和 Brandon 老师要跟大家分享这个词呢，叫做 taboo。这个词我本来是不知道的， Brandon 老师告诉我的。taboo, T-A-B-O-O。那么现在由 Brandon 老师来告诉大家 taboo 是什么意思。
大家好。So today we're talking about taboo. The idea of taboo in English, American English, is an idea of something, a topic, usually of conversation, that is...not forbidden or not allowed. But it is also something, it's an idea that most people in American society, the American people, they all understand is a topic that you don't want to talk about. For example, in America, we often say it is taboo to talk about politics and religion the first time you meet somebody. You don't want to...meet a person and immediately start asking them about what they believe, their religion, or what kind of political party they associate with. The reason here is because in the U.S. we have at least two political parties. We actually have many, but there's two main political parties. And because their ideas are very different, they have different stances on things, different ideas,people will often feel that's a little bit of a sensitive topic when you talk about politics. The same with religion. In religion, because some people do not have a religion or they believe a different religion, they feel when you ask them about what they believe, and if you believe something different, then they feel a little bit awkward or embarrassed. They feel it's something that they would rather not talk about. So in these situations, you can say that subject matter that people want to talk about is taboo. It's something that you have to be careful with to not talk about too much with other people.
好，谢谢 Brandon 老师。那他刚才讲到两个非常核心的词来解释一下 taboo 什么意思。就是在美国大家知道它是有两个党的党派，有两个党派。所以到美国跟美国人去聊天的时候呢，首先不要去谈 politics， 不要去谈政治的东西。第二，不要去谈 religion， 不要去谈宗教的东西，因为每个人有自己宗教的信仰，你不要去强行的去给别人灌输或者怎么样的。那所以这两个话题呢，对于别人来说都是禁忌，都是不能去谈论的。像我们中国人也不会去打听女孩子的年龄啊什么的，这对我们来说也是一个 taboo，T-A-B-O-O，taboo 对我们来说就是一个禁忌。所以可以说 it is taboo to talk about， 就是说这是一个禁忌，谈什么是一个禁忌。那接下来 to talk about 什么什么什么就是一个禁忌，不能谈的。或者我们大家都学过一个词叫做 forbidden， 禁止的啊，不能去做的一些事情，也可以说 it is forbidden to do something 啊，这是做的哪些事情是禁止的，或者说 it is forbidden to talk about 谈论哪些事情也是被禁止的。所以 forbidden 和 taboo 这里相当于也可以互换，只不过我刚问 Brandon 老师，他说 forbidden 这个词用的可能会比较怪，用的更多的呢是 taboo， 所以大家在美国生活的时候可以用 taboo 这个词表示一些禁忌。别人会问你Chinese people 有没有什么 taboo， 你可以跟他讲我们中国人的 taboo 是什么。好，那既然说到 forbidden， 最后扩展一下 forbidden， 大家知道圣经里面亚当吃的那个禁果呢，从圣经里我们一开始讲的就叫做禁果，叫做 forbidden fruit， 就是被禁止吃的一个水果，只不过他们后来违背了上帝的旨意去吃了啊，这个词就是 forbidden 的一种用法， forbidden fruit。 但平时生活当中我们的禁忌我们还是用 taboo 会比较好， taboo 再复习一下 T-A-B-O-O， taboo 禁忌的意思。好，谢谢 Brandon 老师。如果您喜欢我们的节目呢，请将节目点赞下载并转发，欢迎大家订阅荔枝 FM 353782，我的新浪微博小咖 Michael， 请加入 QQ 学习群94625139 94625139，跟更多的咖啡豆们一起学英语。特别感谢本节目的赞助商汉奇英语，跟专业外教一对一学美式口语，请到汉奇英语学习最高性价比的外教课程。今天的分享就到这里， Thank you Brandon.
You're welcome. Thank you Michael.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.